It's down, you know where the government house is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then you come up and there's this restored area with this little mm-hmm. sign. Okay, that's the Bray house. And that was, he came here in 1840 from Germany and was a prosperous jewelry merchant. And so he must have had a reason for coming here. So
I was also reading yesterday about a man about the guy who founded Hamburg. You remember on the other side of the Savannah was a guy named Schulz from Germany. And he named it after Hamburg until he was finally driven out of town on a rail.
Why?
Turned out he was broke all the time, and he owed almost everybody money, apparently.
Yeah, you mean railroads weren't doing that well back then either, because that I think Hamburg was a railroad
area. And he got large loans from the state in order to build things and so on. I don't know the full story. I don't know exactly what he did with the money, but he didn't have it when they needed to have it repaid. Okay, let me see. The way the questionnaire starts out is just with questions about the house. Maybe we could talk both about the house where you grew up and this house here, and then it goes on into all kinds of other things.
Okay, the house I grew up in has absolutely no historic value whatsoever. I mean, it was put together in 1923, something like that.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
You go ahead.
This house, Len and I, when he first went to work for the bank, we bought in Brentwood, which is a Levittown subdivision, you know, it's a nice mm-hmm. middle class. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we bought in there, and then we went back to law school and came back here and had absolutely no money and rented a horrible house where all mold grew in the shoes and things like that. Then we bought this house for nothing, mm-hmm. really, and it mm-hmm. has a great deal to do. But Len and I decided we didn't want to live in the suburbs with the children growing up. The inconvenience is too great, and so we decided to move here.
Yeah. Well, let me see. What about, what I really need is a kind of sketch of the floor plan of your house. Could you do that for me?
Sketch it?
Yeah. I gave you a sheet of paper.
My perspective is really bad. It's square.
Okay.
White. Well, I guess it's not.
Now, this is the house you grew up in, or this is this one?
Oh, you want, which one
It, let's make it this one.
Let's do.
Okay. It'll be easier to remember.
I'm not that old. Okay. We've got dining room.
Okay.
Entry.
Okay.
Living room. Really out of proportion. Kitchen. Den. This house isn't square. Just realized. I guess the living room runs all the way back. And then you've got a hall. And upstairs, the upstairs is really funny because it's not as big as the downstairs. Upstairs you have just stairwell. And you have bedroom. Bedroom, bath, closet, and bath. That's it. About a year ago, I guess it was a year and a half ago, I was taking English 101, I remember that. We had to do some remodeling. The whole house was falling apart. And so we took a closet and made a bathroom out of it and redid the bathroom and redid the kitchen. We'll never do it again. It's really bad.
Yeah. Okay. How high would you say these ceilings
are? These are 10.
10? Uh-huh. Okay.